Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, depending on where you live, there's a set of nuisances or inconveniences very specific to it. For example, if you live in Florida, well, if you live in Florida, there's all kinds of weird and stupid things going on, but also there are alligators and crocodiles to deal with. And recently, a crocodile ate someone's pet dog. But apparently, this is not the first time that that same crocodile has made a meal of someone's pet. And that is a very, very Florida issue. Meanwhile, in Japan, bear attacks, they've been on the rise. In fact, this year, they've already reached a record high for the annual death toll. Plus, another 100 people have been injured by the bears. In fact, it's gotten so bad that the Japanese army is being dispatched to deal with it. I think we know what that means. And in Thailand, they deal with monkeys who routinely beat up and bite and rob locals and tourists. But last year, 200 monkeys attacked a freaking police station. They had to barricade themselves inside. But look, it's not just local wildlife that can be a nuisance, of course. Weather, traffic, your neighbors, maybe your house itself. A recent survey from Realtor.com, they found that 1 in 8 people believe that they live or have lived in a haunted house. Now look, if I thought my house was haunted, I would move. But apparently, I'm in the minority. 85% of people said they would buy a haunted house. Suit yourself. But ghosts are a nuisance I'd rather not deal with. Besides, I've got other inconveniences to deal with, and so do you. And that's what today's question is all about. We got neighbors, we got weather, we got the local wildlife, or if you're like 1 in 8 Americans, ghost, who the hell knows? But today, we want to know, what was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Patrols, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,418. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up at 4:30. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing messed up stuff.
Normally it's pretty difficult, but thanks to our very own D-Ted Smith and his insistence that I think about the kids.
Constantly.
I very specifically.
The trick-or-treaters? Is that what we're going
You know what? No trick-or-treaters involved in these kid stories. More involved kids and why some people just shouldn't be around.
Well, hopefully they won't show up here because all the candy's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's amazing.
Disappeared, Aaron, within 5 minutes on the table.
Because our co-worker stole it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stole it, man. You know, you got like that
stole a whole basket of candy.
Communal table in the kitchen, right? Anytime somebody puts something on that table, it means like, hey, whoever would like this, please feel
not
free.
All of it.
So somebody was kind enough to bring in whatever candy they probably had left over from last year's holiday.
Sure.
But they brought it in, right? And it's all the little mini candy bars.
And that was
bars.
Like a full gallon-sized Ziploc bag. It was
and
huge.
I was picking a few Reese's Cups. Yes. I had a Snickers.
Had some
but you didn't take all of it.
And then our coworker grabbed it all.
Then there was also that bag that had the brownies in it. It had the cookies
in
it.
Is that gone too?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
All of it got scooped up.
You're kidding me.
Everything. All of it.
Wow.
I think there was a couple courtesy cookies left behind, but like two or three.
If somebody brings in a dozen donuts in the box,
right.
And they set it in the kitchen.
You don't take the box.
You don't grab the freaking box. You grab a donut out of there if you would like.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or if you're me, you grab two.
But some people don't understand that.
Good God.
Unbelievable.
What is wrong with you?
We should put that up for Who Sucks Less.
You know what? I'm going to write that down.
Why not?
We started throwing coworkers under the bus.
They might suck the most.
Yeah.
Candy.
I don't care what other people did to other people.
I like that one.
Yeah. 4:30, Who Sucks Less coming up. We're annoyed already.
I wonder if we can find two others to put on that Who Sucks Less.
Oh, I can. I just tried to avoid those coworkers.
Well, we also have a coworker who has a candy dish on their desk.
All the time.
Yeah. Now, if you want to take it all and fill it up in there, cool. Still communal.
Yeah.
This has us hot.
It does.
By the way, if you
it's garbage.
If you haven't checked out the show yet on YouTube, it's KISW Rock.
You could be watching me at a candy bar.
Do us a favor and subscribe there. Hit the like button for us, as we like to say.
Smash
the like burger. And you'll see the disgust on our faces.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Seriously.
Yeah, you're right. I'd like to be sitting here eating a tiny little piece of candy.
They showed up on Monday, right?
Yep.
And everyone, you just kind of pick it as
Monday,
you walk
by. Well,
Monday,
I think all the candy finally showed. That might have just shown up today or yesterday.
No, it was at least there yesterday.
You have to remember today is
because I picked a few candy bar and I left a bunch for the rest. And everybody would choose something. And she just came up and snatched the whole goddamn thing.
Today it's bring your employee to work day.
Right.
So we haven't seen any of the coworkers until today. They just come in and steal the candy.
Do you think when she was a kid and went trick-or-treating for Halloween, when they offered her the bowl to grab a candy bar, she just grabbed the whole bowl, dumped it in her bag, and took off?
If they were there, no. But if it was just set out and please take one
guarantee.
Was on there, oh yeah, scooped the entire bowl.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Okay, the hell is wrong
I witnessed
that.
It. I walked by it and I looked over. I was like, no freaking way this is happening. And sure enough, they just shoveled it in.
I almost said, you're not taking it all, right? Or leave some. And I was like, I don't have to say that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unfortunately, and now I'm the bad guy because now I have to call you out for doing something that's rude.
It's just rude.
Our question today, we're going to talk about annoying things that you had to deal with in places you lived. And to be honest with you, this runs the gamut. Mm-hmm. Now, for an example, I'll give you a couple ideas here. When we moved into the apartment that they put us in for a while until we could find our own places, we all lived in one apartment on First Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at it.
Nothing wrong with the apartment. It was spacious.
It was awesome.
The top floor. It was great. No arguments about the apartment itself. But.
It smelled like cat pee.
But. Well, the hallways did. But if for some reason, and Ted can attest to this, Steve, I know you had a different bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But if you flushed the toilet in your bathroom.
Yeah.
And one of us was in the shower, the water would turn to a boiling level where you had to jump out. And escape this shower.
And the bathroom Miles and I shared, the shower was so small. It's like a stand-up one.
Yeah.
So once it got scalding, you couldn't get away from it.
It was not easy to get in or out of.
I can feel it right now.
That is the hottest shower. Honest to God, like, that's the hottest shower. There is no human being Seriously, that could endure a shower when that thing went to full temperature. Yeah. I don't even understand why
it
was turned
up. But it's an apartment building, so you can't go in and go, please, could you turn the hot water heater down? Because the hot water heater is running a lot of that building.
And it took us like a couple weeks to figure out, like, I'm going to shower. Nobody pee.
Nobody flush the toilet. Nobody turn on the sink. Nothing.
Right. Don't get a glass of water.
Just let me get through this. So that's an annoying thing that you have to deal with.
But like Ted said, the shower was super small, and the way the door worked, you couldn't even just jump out of it when it got
out.
Like, you had to make a maneuver to get out of the shower. So when the water got lava hot, even to get out, you had five good seconds of just being scalded.
So eventually, this lease is going to run out, and my girlfriend and I at the time, we're looking for a place to live. So we had two options, one of those being that we could rent an apartment for a year and kind of get a lay of the land a little bit and kind of, you know, see what was out there, or just flat out buy something and get it over with.
Yeah.
So we kind of had a two-prong approach to looking for a place. Now, one of the apartments that we looked at was over in Magnolia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was on the east side of Magnolia, on the Inner Bay side, very close to where Ben's old apartment used to be.
Yeah.
But it was up on the hill. Yeah. Now, what you have to realize is there is a rail yard out in front of that.
Correct.
All right? Not just the tracks, but an entire parking area for railroad cars. Now, the girlfriend and I at the time, soon-to-be wife, we go and check out an apartment kind of up on that hill by that Irish bar. What the hell's the name of that Irish
M'ladies.
Bar? M'ladies.
M'ladies, yeah.
Yeah, on that
Dravis.
Dravis, a nasty-ass hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in and we check out the apartment, and we go out on the balcony. Now, the squeaking noise from the now, if it just been a train blowing through, I don't have a problem with the train. For some reason, living by trains doesn't bother me as far as the sound of them, their whistles, all that crap.
Yeah.
But when they're crawling at a snail's pace.
And they're always slow there. It never moves fast.
The wheels scream. I mean, I can't even describe the pitch of the screeching wheels.
Yeah.
And then they're locking those cars into place.
That's the tough
thing. And I'm standing out there on the balcony, and she looks at me, and she's like, I can't deal with this. And I'm like, you know what, man? I don't think I could deal with this either.
Mm-mm.
Because we were just there for no more than 15, 20 minutes, and you could hear it coming through the slider door.
Right.
The screech was so high-pitched that I'm like, look, man, you know, there's things that can bother you. I don't think I can get used to this.
No. Also, just getting to Magnolia sucks.
Up the freaking wall. I did not realize that at the time. We eventually did get a place in Fremont. But during the process, we looked at quite a few places. And it was the thing about this apartment was the view looking at Queen Anne. And
it's Seattle awesome.
Was beautiful. It was beautiful. The apartment was spacious.
Discovery Park's great.
And you're wondering, why is this place vacant?
And now you know.
I think that was probably a part of the reason why.
Oh, yeah.
I know people live there now, but they tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I could have at the time. So there are all kinds of things that can be annoying in places you live.
Florida, I can't get out of my driveway. I can get out of my driveway. It's just part of this light rail construction. I do not understand what's going on. It's been a nightmare for like 4 years. But just the way they've redirected the road, added the speed bumps, or putting in a traffic circle, which is the single worst idea I can think of. But even yet, here's the thing. So we have been unable to get in and out of our own driveway. That's a big part.
That's annoying.
And I'm like, look, man, you know, like, we live here. I'm not asking for special treatment, but there's things like, I don't know, I go to work. The kids go to school, and it has just been a nightmare. So even taking an Uber home last night, the way they have reconfigured the block of my exit. Keep in mind, my exit has not been normal for 3 or 4 years now. But now it's at its worst. So I'm assuming the station's almost done. But it used to, basically, you could get off of this exit, make a hard right, and pull into my driveway within 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then it was pull off, go up to the one street, go three blocks down, make another right, then make another right, then make another right, drive up the road, get into my driveway.
You should go to Fremont.
But as of yesterday, now when you get off this exit, it forces you to head west. That's mm-hmm. So we don't know this. So I'm in an Uber, and the guy's like, how do I get over there? I said, I don't know, because this morning this is not how the situation was. So eventually I just had him drop my ass off, and I said, I'll walk. And he's like, well, it's kind of far. And I said, listen, brother, I can tell you two alternate routes to get there, but I will be home before either of these things happen.
I'll just walk.
And so now I'm like a crazy man walking down the street because I am pissed. I'm just yelling at this fucking
screaming at the clouds.
I'm screaming at the clouds, move some of the barriers that the construction workers had set up. But at that point, just because I couldn't even just walk kind of across the street to my home the way they had a barrier. And I'm like, I'm not walking four additional blocks. So I just moved the crowd. No. Did not care.
So
screamed my head off.
For the last 6 months, they've had Fremont completely blown up. It's like a war zone.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is tore the hell up. It is insane. They've got cones everywhere. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I think they're putting in bus lines and taking out all the parking spaces.
Really?
Because the last thing that Fremont needs is less parking.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the buses will have their own lane, and you know, you'll have two lanes going through there, maybe for cars, but they've got every single thing torn up the entire way down 36 to Leary.
Mm-hmm.
It is an absolute disaster zone down there.
It is,
so getting
man.
Home takes forever.
It does.
Because traffic is backed up because they've got all these lanes shut down. It sucks. But, look, in the end, it'll probably be a very nice project when completed.
Dealing with it while you're dealing with it.
It's loud.
Is it a nice project?
It's jackhammers. It's 6:30 in the morning tearing up concrete.
But when they're done, all you've done really is reduce parking and the bus has a lane. It's not an issue right now.
Yeah.
Right? The bus is fine. It drives down the street. Like I said, they added speed bumps to my road, which makes no sense because it's an evacuation route. And I'm like, okay. And then where we have traffic lights right now, my understanding is they want to get rid of that and put in a traffic circle. I'm like, man, I think it's a bad idea. People in Boston, very used to traffic circles.
Yeah. Well, driving schools should honestly have a roundabout. People can understand how to do it. Because I don't think a lot of people even get the premise of it.
And in fact, if you're one of those driverless cars, talking to my Uber driver yesterday, he was laughing about it. But he said there was a guy, he was going to the airport, there was a roundabout, and the car itself could not figure out how to get off of it.
All right.
So he finally called whoever it is you have to call. He's like, I've been in this car for 20 minutes going in circles. He's like, and they're like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, like the car will stop when it gets to its destination. He's like, my destination's like 100 yards away, but I've been going in circles for 20 minutes. Can you just shut it down or something like that? I don't remember how they resolved it, but he couldn't jump out of the car. I mean, like, nothing was working, man.
By the way, I'm full of ass. I took one of those in Austin.
The driverless car?
Whammo or, yeah.
So there's literally no one in it until you get in.
Yeah, and I always said I would never do it.
Did you talk to the imaginary driver?
I did. I said hello.
I knew you would, because I would too.
It's so awkward.
Hey, nobody.
Were you the only person in the car, or do you have anyone with you?
It was just me. My buddies were already gone. I had to take a nap because I took a red eye. And then I was just out there in the sun. It's like, for $2 less and a minute quicker, you could take a driverless car. And I was like, all right, I'm in.
How was it? Did you freak out at all? Were you...
It was fine.
Are you able to, like, mess with the radio or whatnot? Like, I know that that's all the way up there in the front, but I would think,
like when you sit in a back seat, and it was a really nice car. It was like a Jaguar.
Nice.
Like SUV. And like where the middle console is, there's like a screen back there. And it's like, would you like to listen to music?
Oh, really?
I would. Yeah. You just type in a code. It unlocks. You get in.
Okay.
So
do you put on something weird for the next driver or next passenger? Right? Like polka.
Honestly, I was so fired up. I put on the EDM channel and just started
rocking out.
Nice, raging
nice,
in
nice,
there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do open container laws also apply when there's no driver in the car?
It
depends. Well, I think most states do frown on that.
But wait a minute. I don't know how you pull it over. I don't know how a smart car knows that it's being pulled over. But assuming that it does, and the cop rolls up, and I'm drinking a beer or slugging a bottle of whiskey, like, bro,
I'm driving.
Driving.
Well, would the Uber driver?
And I'm not distracting the driver.
So the Uber driver, you can get away with it. But generally, the Uber driver might say something if you're slick about it. Some of them just don't care.
Well, and I understand.
If you're in the back seat.
I understand the logic behind a no open container because then I could easily hand it to the driver and they can drink it. If there's no driver, there's nobody who's intoxicated driving. There's no possibility of giving it.
Yeah, it was shockingly it didn't even, it knew when to pull out and stuff. Like, it was really cool.
Okay.
But that guy's story about being stuck in a traffic circle. Yeah.
For 20 minutes at least.
That would be a nightmare.
So we're going to hear all kinds of annoyances today, whether it was noisy neighbors, the idiot that lived next door to you.
The raccoons that keep going through your trash.
You have an idiot that owns a property next door to you. Yeah. I have had neighbors before that are absolutely horrific as far as their thing. Or it's just something that's annoying. And they say in the latest Australian-esque incident out of Florida, a pet dog was eaten by a crocodile in Brevard County on Satellite Beach. That is an American crocodile, not an alligator. Now, the odd part about this was, typically those crocodiles live in the Okeechobee Swamp in the south part.
Right.
Think Naples, think Fort Myers, think of the bottom of Florida. That's not where this happened. Brevard County, that's basically near John F. Kennedy Space Center. It's near Cocoa Beach. It's near Melbourne, Florida.
It's not near where the crocodiles
are. It's east of Orlando, essentially, all right? And guess what? The American crocodiles are starting to show up. And according to neighbors, near the incident, they claimed to have seen the crocodile before. They reported the crocodile was seen and recorded swimming with a dog in its mouth down the canal.
Damn.
At that point, they called in officials to wrangle the crocodile out of the water. Now, confirming this was not the first time a crocodile had been seen in this part of Florida, they relocated this thing so far before this happened 3 to 4 times.
Right.
But it kept returning to the same canal in this part of Satellite Beach.
Tasty dogs, though.
That will no longer be the case, as the crocodile was taken into custody and now will be kept in permanent captivity. All right. One local resident, Zach Spurlock, says he's seen the crocodile countless times. It has zero fear of humans. When I saw the behavior, I knew something bad was going to happen.
Because it's a crocodile.
What they called in the state's nuisance alligator program, because they don't have a crocodile program. An alligator is deemed a nuisance.
Am I an idiot? How did we get crocodiles?
They've always been there.
I thought we just had alligators.
We have both. We have the North American crocodile, and we have, which is the American crocodile.
Right.
Which is also in Central America. And
hey, y'all.
Yeah.
It's hey. Welcome to Florida.
The ones in the South can speak Spanish or Portuguese, depending on where they're.
Why do they say it has no fear of humans? Is there an alligator or crocodile that normally shows fear of people?
I will say,
in my limited experience and a little bit I've seen, it's not like I'm a nature show. They go running away from you.
Walking down neighborhoods. Like, it just doesn't care where it is.
Because it's a crocodile.
Well, I mean, gators, they live in Florida. So, yeah, they're afraid of the people.
Well, that's right to me.
And that's one of the issues you might even have if you ever decided you wanted to move to Florida.
No.
I mean, I know for a fact.
If you have a pool, which is about a 90% chance, if you own a home, right, pools are almost standard. But then you have to have the netting and you have to have the cage because you will end up with the crocodile.
I told you what happened.
The gators and snakes are a pain.
Yep.
Probably five years ago, I get to my uncle's house. He lives in the northern part of Florida in the panhandle, right? He's got a pool in his backyard. I get there, it's 85 degrees. I've been on a plane all goddamn day. I have swimming trunks in my suitcase. I am fired up. I get there, and I'm like, I'm going to take a shower, but I'm like, first, man, I'm going to get in that pool. So I run outside, put the swimming trunks, and jump right into the pool. And I hear my uncle go, hey, what in the hell are you doing? I'm like, I just want to get a cool dip in real quick, man, if we're getting a shower. He's like, turn the light on and look into the pool before you jump in there. You don't know all the snakes and everything else I pulled out of that pool. And I'm
correct.
Like, I just didn't even think of that.
Because we don't live
my
there.
My mom had a friend in Orlando, and we stayed at her house.
It was completely screened
see,
in.
See, his is not.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I'd be scared
that's
of that
why
pool.
I just
ran out
of
the deck and jumped into the water. Swimming around, he's like, dude, he flipped on the light. There's also a pool light on the inside when he turned on. Looked around like, okay, there's nothing in there, man. But kind of got lucky on that one.
You got kind of lucky.
I got kind of lucky on that one, apparently. So our question, what was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, fellas. So I'm a transplant that used to live in Washington, still called Tacoma home, but I live in North Carolina now. and the absolute worst thing is watching sports at god-awful times.
Okay. Look, man, coming from the East Coast, we didn't realize how much it sucked, right? It's just how it was. But once we got to the West Coast, and I'm like, NFL starts at 10 a.m., I never want that to change. So we went to Baltimore a couple of years ago for a Ravens game. It was a 1 o'clock game, and I was losing my mind. I could not believe that you have to wait that freaking long just to watch a football game. And that's the early game at 1. It sucks, dude.
I mean, the bonus is there are sports on at night when you go to a bar.
Yeah.
But that's the only bonus. I'm with you. I would take the West Coast every day of the week. And like at first, I was like, I got to get up at 9 a.m. to watch a Maryland game. Like, nah, I don't care.
Well, what if you want to watch, if you want to see UW play, man? That game starts, what, like 8, 9 o'clock there?
Yeah, it is god-awful terrible. Trying to watch the Hens over here, too. And they had that late game going. I'm sitting here on the struggle bus trying to keep my eyes open.
I kind of like, but I tell you that, man, I like the idea of going to a bar. It's got the NFL package and eating breakfast as I watch 10 o'clock games. Just having that option. You know, by 11 o'clock, they've got the full menu.
Well, and you can still do other things. When football's done, at least on, and you know this, dude, on the West Coast, you still got time to do crap. On the East Coast, basically, it takes you to bedtime.
Or even, I always tell people, you can watch both sets of games and then take a nap.
Yeah. Is there anything else weird about the Carolinas?
No, I get all the hell for being a Seattle fan, but outside of that,
okay.
Not really.
Oh, so this Sunday will suck for you, as the game won't kick off till 8:15, 8:20 for you.
Yeah.
I bet you he knew that already.
Terrible.
Yeah. What about how about the humidity or the bugs or any of that stuff?
The bugs aren't so bad. The humidity I've gotten used to being in the military. So
okay.
Did you lose weight just sweating?
Yes.
Yeah. That's one thing I noticed about those areas, man. You just don't. You're not as hungry.
You're not, because it's just too. You don't want to eat anything heavy.
Yeah. Like pizza would be like, oh, God, no.
Like, honestly, in the Carolinas, like, if you need to lose 10 pounds, I'm like, stand outside. You don't have to run. You don't have to jog. You don't have to go to the gym. Just go get your mail.
Where are you at in North Carolina?
Fayetteville, right outside of Fort Bragg.
Okay.
Okay.
And how long have you been there now?
9 years.
You've been in Carolina for 9 years.
Do you have a choice on where you go? Or do they say you got to go here?
Within reason, yeah, you do. It depends on the job, depends on availability, all that stuff in between.
All right, well, with all the options that you have, what would be your number one pick?
I'd go back to Europe.
Oh, okay, all right.
Where are we at in Europe, Germany?
I was in Italy for 4 years, Belgium for 2.
I didn't even know we had people in
Italy.
And
now you're in Carolina.
What did you like more?
Italy, absolutely.
Okay, I can believe that, man. Yeah, Italy, that was a cool country to visit.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-RUN.
Ironically, I just Googled Fayetteville. The weather looks nice.
Which one on there?
It's like 65 and sunny.
Sure. Well, you notice he didn't bitch about the weather.
Yeah.
I like that his biggest gripe is just how long it takes for sports to start.
And NFL football and stuff, like, right, that starts at what, 8:15, again, 8:20. So you could watch that in a bar. But, like, some of the Pac-12 games, like, I've been on Cape Cod. Well, they're Big Ten now. When the Huskies were playing like a Friday night.
And what time do they come on?
Right, it wouldn't start till, right, if it started like 8 here, it's like 10. Yeah, I mean, I remember seriously. Like having
it's
to
like
leave a bar.
11 yeah. o'clock there. We watched what game were we? Yeah, we were in the same scenario. I just kept looking at the clock. I think it was a Husky game. And it said to my wife, I'm like, this game is starting at 9, which is no big deal. But I'm like, if I'm on the East, it is already midnight. I have to commit to being, if I'm a Huskies fan, I'm a diehard. It's my alma mater. And now I live on the Cape. It's like, I'm going to be awake until 3 in the morning to watch this game.
Well, one of the things I can't stand is look, Seattle's beautiful. No question about it. We are just so far north. I mean, probably the highest point, you know, in the United States as far as how far we are toward the North Pole. So most places, when the time switches, it doesn't get dark there at 4.
Right.
If you get on the West, I mean, if you go into California, it's 5:15, 5:30. Sure. It's still ridiculous. It's just not as annoying. Like, man, on Monday, I'm going to be sitting here going, oh, my God, I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. Everything just kind of slows
down.
Just
gets dark. What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, most annoying thing that happened to me in a place I lived, a couple years ago, I had a neighbor, and this is a housing development where the house, my yard butts up right next to their house.
Yeah.
My wife and I used to have parties a couple times a month. One time we're out there having a party,
with friends out in the backyard, and all of a sudden we start hearing banging going on, and we're like, what the heck is that? Where's that coming from? And it's getting louder, and it's getting faster. We're like, and then we found out it's coming from the neighbor's wall. We're like, whoa, are you serious? And then we start hearing the moaning going on. So obviously paper-thin walls in their house. Yeah. And we're like, okay, well, all right. It kind of disrupted the party and everything else because everybody's like, oh, my God, they're going at it. He's going to tow. And so, well, it keeps getting more frequent. And every time we had a party, it would happen to the point where we couldn't really have parties anymore because we think they were starting to do it on purpose.
All right.
I was going to say,
so if you throw
never
a party,
you never heard it any other time other than then.
No. Only when we had people over and either we were getting too loud for them so they wanted to respond or whatever.
Did you ever talk to them just casually?
It was kind of that awkward thing because I mean, we were close neighbors and we got along with them great. We had dinner with them, they'd have dinner with us, but kind of that weird thing of like, hey, you know, when we have a party, are you two going at it on purpose because we're too loud? It just never got brought up.
Or maybe it's just their kink. They like that people can hear them.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that their bed was against the wall, because I can imagine what the drywall looked like.
Oh, yeah.
That's a weird problem.
I hope they weren't enjoying themselves.
Well, I would think so.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, in Madison Park, there's that old army barracks
mm-hmm.
that they turn into apartments. So I was dating a girl, and she lived in one of those. Those walls were so thin. I remember her neighbor banging on the wall and stuff. We were, like, watching a comedy. But it was, like, 7 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, Jesus, dude, that's insane.
Would you stop throwing parties because your neighbors are having loud sex?
No.
Yeah, I would not.
No, I'd be like, look, they do it all the time. Every time I have a party, they like to have sex.
I'd be like, good for them. If I'm getting them laid mm-hmm. for whatever reason, like, okay.
I should have asked them. Why didn't you just invite them to the party?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a quick and easy way. Just like, hey.
Take them over a couple hot dogs.
Well, it sounds like they already know each other.
It was like they had dinner together. Yeah. They would talk to each other, but they would just get down and dirty every time you throw a party. That's a weird, weird thing. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I've got multiple ones, but aside from my annoying neighbors now that play their EDM music and I'm in an apartment, they play it all evening long. When I lived in Gold Bar, I had a neighbor that would come over, drink beer, cool guy and everything, and asked me to help him do stuff. And so I would go help him do things, shovel his driveway, put gravel in his driveway. Then anytime I barely asked him to help me do anything, but if I did or he offered to do something, he wanted money.
What?
Damn. Constantly.
But you could help him. Did he ever even offer you money?
I would help him shovel new gravel into his driveway, and I'd get a couple beers. And if I was out putting gravel in my driveway, he'd come over and go, oh, you want a hand? And I go, yeah, okay, sure. And then he'd be like, okay, I'll do it for $40.
So I hope you stopped helping this guy.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I would not. Did you think that he maybe got caught on to what was going on?
I think so. I had a tree fall on my house, and by the time I got home, he had limbed the tree, chopped it all up and everything, and I was like, oh, awesome, thanks. My house is damaged. You took it off my roof. I really appreciate it. $150.
Are you serious?
And I didn't ask him to do it. He just did it. And then when I got home, he charged me for it.
Did he have a job?
He was an excavator operator, and he shattered his leg. And so he was disabled and didn't.
Well,
he
can live a tree.
He was on disability.
Exactly.
I mean, what would have happened if you didn't give him $150? Like, would he reconstruct the tree and put it back on the house?
Probably nothing would have happened. You know, he just would have stopped talking to me, which would probably have been a good idea.
Yeah, sounds like it.
How late do your neighbors now play the EDM music?
they were going the other night, and I went to bed at, I'm in an apartment now, so I went to bed at 9 o'clock, and I went in the bedroom, and all you could hear is, and yep. I eventually fell asleep. I beat on the wall a couple times. That didn't do nothing.
No. They probably couldn't even hear it. They probably thought I was part of the beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably didn't even hear it.
Don't bang on the wall with the same exact tempo as the song.
Wait, you want to trade apartments with them not to?
No, I was just, you know what I mean? Like, to me, like, I'll play music loud, but, like, 10 o'clock is, like, quiet hours.
Sure, and that's fair.
And I know kind of the level I can take it to with my neighbors.
Yeah.
Right? I got in trouble with them once. We were very loud. It was, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right, they were, like, too much. But, yeah, you kind of know it. And then I had one neighbor. They moved out. I kind of like them. They weren't very loud.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I could tell the guy. I think he would come home kind of drunk or whatever. And he would just sing. And I could hear him, like, through my fireplace. Right? Because we have fireplaces.
Yeah.
And he must have been military. Because he was, like, he'd be, like, singing the Marine Corps song and stuff. And I'd just be on my couch watching TV, like, ooh, he's on a good one
today. Oh, yeah, yeah. You should have given him a request.
Yeah, right. What was the most annoying thing you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Look, I did it last weekend at the hotel, right? The people, I was at the end of the hallway. The people across the way, they were partying.
All right.
So I saw them, and I saw them, it wasn't that late. And they were like, I was like, I don't care. And yeah. I mean, they were up till like 2 in the morning. Like, I woke up once to pee. I could hear them out there raging. And I was like, I don't know.
Should have joined them, man.
I thought about it because I didn't have any drinks in my room and I had like this 6-inch turkey sub. I was like, I wonder if I can sneak in one more beer with them.
It was, I stayed downtown one weekend, staying here when Comic-Con was going on.
Yeah.
Or one of the cons.
Dude.
And I mean, the room behind me, right behind the bed, they were throwing down.
Yeah.
But when I saw them in the hallway, they were all dressed up. They were having a blast.
I just
put the pillow over my head, like, I get it.
Comic-Con people go hard when they go to the hotels.
I mean, the first place I had over here on Capitol Hill, that was pretty loose.
Yeah.
And I knew everybody on our floor. So we would party pretty loud. But one night I was in there, same thing. I hear this bang on my door. And I'm like, open it up. And it's just kind of a newer neighbor. And he just goes, dude, it's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday. And I go, you're right.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's nothing you could say.
You should have just said, it is.
Right.
That's weird.
You came here to tell me that. Party.
Guys, it's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you live? 206-803.
Sometimes you just caught dead in the right.
Yeah, I mean, it's going, dude, you're right. My bad.
Right.
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey.
Hola. So, yeah, I like the idea of my dad used to do the same thing. He'd have 4th of July parties. He'd just invite the neighbors, right? So yep. They couldn't complain. They couldn't complain about it. But apartments, at my age, I would not be able to do it. There's no way. I'd be in prison. People are so inconsiderate, and they're just rude nowadays. Now, I could not live in an apartment ever again. The last time I lived in an apartment, I worked nights, and their kids used to just slam the sliding door left and right all day long. Oh, no, brutal. No. Apartments, no go. Lance could not do that.
All right, that's fair, man.
Copy, Lance.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, growing up, my buddy played drums. He did not live close to me, but his neighbor, the woman next door, I mean, she would just stare us down. And it wasn't she was staring us down. Pat said she always just stared him down because he was constantly proud. He was in two bands.
Yep.
He was in the band at school, the marching band. You know, he was just constantly playing his drums.
We all used to work with somebody who was learning to play the bass.
Yes. Right?
And he told us, like, his neighbors don't like it. And I remember Thrill kind of looked at him like, are you plugged into the amp? And he's like, well, yeah.
I was like, brother, you don't know how to play. So part of the nobody wants to hear loud music
anyway.
Can
you just plug into your headphones?
You could do that. But again, I don't want to listen to someone play trumpet, right? But I certainly don't want to listen to someone who's learning to play trumpet. So it's not just that your bass is bleeding through. I'm like, by your own admission, you don't know what you're doing. So you're just sending these low frequencies. There is no beat. There is no melody. There is no song. It's just this horrible noise. And I'm like, bro, I play bass and I'd beat you with your bass if I had to listen to you learn. My buddy Paul, when we practice, he played drums. And I knew him when he first started playing drums, and it was awful, right? Like anything, he ends up being good on drums, but his neighbor, so keep in mind, this is in Baltimore, everything's a row house, so no matter what, you have a neighbor on both sides, unless you live on the corner, okay? So we have a practice in his basement, because we're still teens at this point, and we really never thought about it. And then there's a real estate agent who we kind of knew, and he came by one day and said, can you guys do me a favor? Just don't practice today or practice later. We're like, yeah, cool. So he ended up selling his house to this family. It's three of them. Again, we're not really tracking with this because we're teens, so we're just focused on our stuff. And that next weekend, man, we start practicing. And, I mean, this lady, she hated us. She lost her freaking mind. But again, since we're teens and we're playing in a rock band, we're just like, suck it up, dude. You'll be fine, blah, 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 blah. So this went back and forth for probably like 3 or 4 weeks. Finally, like, this agreement was reached where we would practice for like 3 hours, but at a specific time. So like on Saturday from 1 sure. to 4, we're going to practice, and these people would never be home. We would see them leave, and it got very cordial at that point because they knew, like, all right, we're leaving the house because we don't want to hear this. But we figured out our happy medium. But one of the things that she told us, she had written us a note, and she's bitching about it, whatever. But she said, I don't know why you guys have to be so loud, because at that point, you're performing for yourself. You're not practicing. They're like, it's a drum set, you dumb bitch. I mean, like, they make, what do you not get about this? But whatever. Turns out she plays piano. So there's a day we heard it through the wall, just her tinkering around on piano, and she was very good. And we immediately went over to all three of us, just like, why don't you get a Casio keyboard and put in the headphones because you're performing? And just the look on her face.
Oh, we're like, I bet.
Oh, because we're like, that's what we were told. Because we can hear the piano. And we have a keyboard. And you can actually plug it in. And then you can still practice. And no one else has to hear it. Because you're performing, not practicing. She freaking hated us.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.